Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. It is wonderful to be gathered together this morning as we have our extended summer continue for a few more days. Been amazed as I walk around to see how many of the flowers are still blooming. And if you didn't see all the pumpkins and straw, you wouldn't even know it's October. So it's great to be together together this morning in God's blessed day. My name is Loretta Jobe. I'm a deacon who hangs out here around with you all in mission and ministry together. This is a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God, and we do that through lots of different things. You can find some of them on the connection card. I did just get reminded, last Thursday we had our open table, and people said, well, I didn't know how to sign up. Always check the connection cards, because as things happen, signups change on there. And so there's a lot of information right there for you if you're not catching all of them as they scroll through in the morning. We are beginning our new sermon series, Faith at Every Age, and is going to be part of our worship this morning with Bruce and Tom are going to be assisting us. Along with the connection cards, I forgot, are the prayer cards in the pews. They're bright yellow. Please take a moment to fill one out if you or someone you know is in need of prayer. And those do get read and prayed over by a number of people, so I encourage you to do that. If you haven't already made your way to Sunday school, I don't see any little heads, so I'm going to guess everybody's down there and ready to rock and roll down there. I have some announcements this morning, the first of which is we are continuing to take pictures. I know it says that they were supposed to be out by September 28th, but we're still taking pictures. If you are in the community room, if you didn't come up to the back stairs, you already saw them, but there's a wall that has been started to have those pictures and descriptions on them, and so I would invite you after service to take a look at those. And see how faith is growing and blooming amongst our people here today. So please consider sending a picture, either email it or drop it off at the front office, and we will get that up and you can be a part of that stewardship campaign information. Coming up soon is Crop Walk, October 19th. There are people who will be collecting money who will be walking. If you would like to do that, you can still sign up to do that. And also you can support the walkers that are here. You'll see some information in the community room to help you out with that. That is an important function for our church. We have done it for many years as we raise awareness. Some of the funds stay here in Livingston County as well as go worldwide. So it is an outreach that we make a good use of here. Rehearsals begin for the Christmas musical for the kids. Fabulous time. If you haven't seen one of the productions that the worship arts team puts on, you are going to be thrilled when you do see your first one. Susan and the kids do a fabulous job. So October 18th, we'll begin rehearsals. There are lots of parts to play, so we encourage lots of kids to sign up and be a part of that. The performance will be on December 14th at 5 p.m. And then lastly, October 12th, that's next a week from today, is Trunk or Treat. Get your kids ready, get their costumes. I know no kid is unhappy about wearing their costume more than one day. Feel free to encourage that. And we want to see your kids and grandkids and neighbors and nieces and nephews here. If you would like to decorate your trunk and be part of that, please let the front office know. We will get you set up and how to do that and where to be. And we also, of course, need donations for candy and other things to give out. There'll be things to play, games for the kids, and it will be a fabulous time. And if you haven't come, we have some very creative people in this congregation. So I encourage you to stop by and check it out. Those are our announcements for this morning, and so I'm going to ask you to please rise as we join in our opening song, 141, Children of the Heavenly Father.
Good morning. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord, we thank you for the precious gift of infants and children who love and believe so easily. We ask for your forgiveness and blessings to be poured out on them. We thank you for walking with us through each moment of our lives, providing us with loved ones who introduced us to you. Help us to support infants and children in their faith journey. Come, guide their footsteps, give them hope and a vision for the future. In your name we pray, amen. Please be seated.
This month during our stewardship series, we're going to have an opportunity to hear from different folks of our congregation giving little stewardship testimonies and little talks and some witnesses about their faith at different ages and stages of life that they're experiencing. So I would invite you to hear a story from Travis and Kelsey Fanslau as they share a little bit about what it's like to be parents to two very young children. Let's listen together.
Hello, we are Travis and Kelsey Fanslau. We joined the church last year and have two kids. Riley is our oldest, he's 20 months, and Claire is 3 months old. Having two kids under 2 years of age has brought us closer to God because it has been teaching us to be selfless in the act of love, much like how God is with all of us.
Being a parent goes beyond the hugs and kisses. It's the endless dishes, laundry, washing bottles, and feeding a newborn at 3 a.m. It's taking Riley to the park, library, church, and soccer, even when we're tired, because we want him to have fun. We are always reminding ourselves to be patient with Riley as he is learning new skills, wanting to be more independent, and experiencing big feelings. We are reminding ourselves that Claire waking up multiple times a night is okay, and that it's a blessing to be needed.
We know that God is always showing up and providing us for all parts of our lives, even when we're tired and cranky. Knowing how much he loves and sacrifices for us has taught us to do the same for our kids, you know, even when they're tired and cranky. We want to show our children selfless love in the name of God so that they can grow to do the same for each other and their friends, family, and community.
And all the people said amen. The scripture this morning is Luke 2, 25 to 28 and 36 to 40. In Jerusalem at the time, there was a man, Simeon by name, a good man, a man who lived in prayerful expectancy for Israel. And the Holy Spirit was on him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died. Led by the Spirit, he entered the temple. As the parents of the child Jesus brought him in to carry out the rituals of the law, Simeon took him into his arms and blessed God. Anna, the prophetess, was also there, a daughter of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. She was by now a very old woman. She had been married 7 years and a widow for 84. She never left the temple area, worshiping night and day with her fastings and prayers. At the very time Simeon was praying, she showed up, broke into an anthem of praise to God, and talked about the child to all who were waiting expectantly for the freeing of Jerusalem. When they finished everything required by God in the law, they returned to Galilee and their own town, Nazareth. There the child grew strong in body and wise in spirit, and the grace of God was on him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Tom, for reading our scripture lesson this morning. Good morning, church. I'm Lindsay Hall. I'm one of the clergy that serves our congregation. So it's wonderful to be with you in worship this morning, and a special welcome to those that are worshiping with us for the first time this morning. So glad to have you here, and welcome to those who are worshiping with us online this morning. Glad you're tuning in, whether right now on Sunday morning or later this week. It is a good joy to be with you. Deacon Loretta mentioned that the trunk or treat event is happening a week from today, and it is. And one more thing I want to add to that. Also at the time of our trunk or treat event from 5 to 6:30, our youth are going to be doing concessions for a cause. So they're going to be selling hot dogs and chips and drinks, and their concessions for a cause is going to be helping raise funds so that they can reach their goal for crop walk. So come buy some hot dogs and chips and drinks on a beautiful, it's supposed to be a high of 70 day, and you'll help the youth reach their $1,000 goal in walking and crop walk. And then the next week, get on your walking shoes and head on out. It's going to be another gorgeous Sunday afternoon to stretch your legs and support crop walk as we're stomping out hunger one step at a time. Oh, it is so good to be here, and it is so fun to hear the story of Travis and Kelsey as they share about what it's like to be parents to two young ones. Oh, if you have been a parent of young ones, then you can relate to their video. Let's dive into the scripture, and before we do so, I'd invite you to join me in prayer. Let's pray. Oh, good and gracious God, on this glorious day, we give you thanks and praise because, God, you call us your beautiful, beloved children. On this day, we give you thanks and praise to gather and worship, to connect in church community. God, on this beautiful day, we give you thanks and we sing songs of praise for your amazing grace that is given to us time and time again. From the morning and from the moment of our morning cry until we breathe our last breath. And your love that never ends that sustains us always. So in this time of worship, God, we pray that we might feel your spirit be renewed in passion and energy, and that we might find you here. Speak to us through the greetings of church community. Speak to us through the words of scripture, the songs that we sing, and the moments that we are just still and know, Lord, that you are God. Lord, may you speak to me, and may you speak through me, and may the words of my mouth and meditations of our hearts, may it be pleasing in your sight, you God who are our rock and redeemer, and you God who call us your beautiful, beloved children. In Christ's name, amen. The scripture lesson that Tom read for us this morning takes us to a picture of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. Now it is just a handful of days into Jesus' birth, and it was actually 8 days after Jesus' birth that he was to be circumcised. This was part of the Jewish custom, 8 days into his little life to be circumcised. Probably didn't know this piece of ritual too, but 33 days after giving birth to a little baby boy, the mother was also expected to participate in kind of a ritual purification act. So off went Mary and Joseph and Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem to present him to God for blessing, to offer the appropriate ritual sacrifices. And did you know what those sacrifices were? They could have a choice. Two turtle doves or two pigeons was going to be their sacrifice that they would offer on behalf of Mary and on behalf of Jesus. And off they went, traveling to Jerusalem from Nazareth to the temple. And when they arrived that day, they met a man named Simeon. Now, the scripture tells us he was a rather older man. I'd like to imagine he had beautiful gray, silver hair and deep, beautiful wrinkles filled with life and age that has been upon him. And the moment he saw Jesus, he scooped him up and he broke out in prayer and offering God this moment of thanksgiving and praise. Also, in the temple that day, was another older woman. Her name is Anna. She stayed at the temple day and night, and as you maybe heard in the scripture narrative, only 7 years into her marriage, she became a widow, and then she lived another 84 years as a widow. And that moment that Simeon scooped him up, Anna also broke out into this beautiful song of praise, singing hymns and melodies and rejoicing to God as well. Can you just imagine this moment? These two beautiful old souls in body and spirit embracing this little 8-day-old baby Jesus boy, and they instantly praise God and thank God, and they start singing. You know, when I close my eyes, you can almost picture this scene. It makes me think for a moment what it might have been when you close your eyes, and it makes me imagine a grandma and a grandpa holding their grandchild in their arms, listening to that baby coo and giggle and holding that baby, and the little baby's curling their fingers around grandma or grandpa, and they're taking in the whiff of that newborn baby smell until the diaper happens, then they pass it back to mom or dad. And you can just imagine those sparkling eyes on the child's behalf and on the grandparents. And yet this beautiful moment with these beautiful people as they're holding Jesus, it wasn't his actual grandparents. They probably didn't really know him much at all. Joseph and Mary, I think, were kind of caught off guard by this experience, yet there they stood in the temple praising God, giving thanks for Jesus, this newborn child, Emmanuel, God with us. When we hear this story, it gives this illustration, it gives this picture, it gives this idea of the beautiful generations of the church that come together. It gives this illustration of living life and faith and beloved community together. Church grandmas and church grandpas, not by blood relation, of course, but church grandmas and church grandpas welcoming the young babies and the young toddlers and the young kids joyfully into their congregation. And the senior disciples in our congregation who have wonderful, full lives of themselves are now embracing those younger disciples and those younger generations. And we see it from Simeon, and we see it from Anna as it's played out in our own congregation. Scooping up those littlest in our midst. There's Simeons and there's Annas in our congregation who love to care for the little babies, who adore them, who praise God in songs and prayers for them. Jesus' story at this temple is this beautiful generational experience. They're engaging each other, they're embracing each other, they're embraced by those older than him. Jesus is blessed. Jesus is blessed and loved by God and surrounded by those around him. What a beautiful picture of multi-generational ministry. What a beautiful expression of God's love surrounding that young child, that baby Jesus, surrounding the young children of our congregation in a community of faith, beginning their very first moments into this world, embraced by their church faith community, and receiving the promise of God's steadfast love and care. Thanks to you all. You know, over the course of your life, how have you been embraced and nurtured in God's love? Over the course of your life, how have you been nurtured and embraced by God's love? Have there been people in your life or a special person or two who nurtured you in the faith when you were young? Can you think of an Anna in your mind? Can you recall or tell a story about a time when you were shaped by God's love and nurtured by a community of faith? When you were nurtured by those older Simeons and blessed by those older Annas? Did they teach you the prayers? Did they sing the songs of the faith to you? How have you been blessed by those older than you when you were just that little baby, when you were just that young child? You know, when Mary and Joseph went to the temple, he was going for religious purposes. It was part of their Jewish tradition to do that. It was part of the ritual, and they were there surrounded, and they were supported by that community of care. It reminds me an awful lot about baptism in our Christian tradition. When infants or babies receive the water of baptism, it becomes a sign of God's love, a sign of God's grace, a washing away of all that is old, a new birth in Jesus Christ. And the water that is sprinkled or splashed or poured or dunked, the water that's put on that little baby child is a sign of God's prevenient grace, and it's a sign of the community. Joining, of being a part of this community of faith, being part of God's beloved community, becoming a part of what we do here, surrounded by God's grace. In this baptismal covenant, when Pastor John or I or Deacon Loretta or Pastor Lynn come and we're placing the water on the baby's head, when we're doing that moment, we also pause and we have some vows that the parents share back and forth on behalf of the child. And we pause also when we ask a question of the congregation. And we invite you to care and nurture the child in the Christian faith until they can proclaim it and name it as their very own. And we ask you to pray for the child and to nurture the child and welcome them into the fold, to be the Simeons and the Annas for that child. And this baptisms become then this joyful, celebratory moment where there is prayer and there's those moments of singing. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. And we sing and we rejoice over the good grace of what God is doing. And y'all have an upfront seat, close upfront seat. And you get to be a part of it. I can remember the morning cry of our kids, of course. I was there. Whew, I was there. The joyful expressions of the babies as they cried, the tears that flowed, the signs of the beautiful life coming. I remember also those moments the kids were baptized. Joshua, who was baptized within conference. Because for clergy, our church membership lies in the conference. That's our church. Baptized by Bishop Deb, and I will never forget the moment, as Bishop Deb is placing the water upon Joshua's head, he's kind of like, what are you doing, lady? And he kind of pushes the water away. And I remember the moment that Lydia was baptized. She got to be baptized by John's grandfather, a retired United Methodist elder, and oh, what moments of beautiful grace. I also remember the moments of baptism for many of our little ones here in this congregation as the water gently flowed, as the wide-eyed infant looked up at me, not quite sure what this lady is doing, as I'm putting water on their head, the bright smiles, or maybe the tearful cries, those moments of inquisitive looks. And I can recall the beautiful promises that you made to pray for the children, to nurture the children, to watch them grow, to foster their discipleship, to be Simeons and Annas for them. And it became beautiful moments of intergenerational ministry. I was there to hear your morning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoice the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. There's a beautiful expression of faith at every age, and it looks different. There's not one set course of faith in life, but there's an expression and an experience of faith a little different for everyone and throughout each different stage of life. For the newborns that we're talking about this morning, for those little babies that we're talking about this morning, they might not cognitively yet process who God is or what God is doing in their life, but that's the beautiful piece of prevenient grace and God's love that just is sprinkled far and wide for the whole world. They receive it. They embrace it even before they can name or claim God as their own. God surrounds them before they know who God is and loves them always. And then in our journey of life and in our journey of faith at every age, then there's those wise disciples as we mature on in our faith, the wise disciples who have lived lots of life and have many stories to tell, who know God's grace, who can claim it as their own and can tell those stories time and time again. There is a beautiful faith at every age. And with this faith, if we ever feel so brave and so bold, we then have opportunities time and time again to express the faith in the world. Whether that be through our prayers, through our songs like Anna, through the sharing of our time or the encouragement of one another or the care for each other, the sharing of our gifts and our talents or the offering of our financial resources, we get moments to live our faith in the world. Isn't that beautiful? We don't keep it to ourselves, but we get to share it with those sweet newborn babies and those children and those teenagers and those other adults around us. And at each stage, there's a beautiful unfolding of the faith, an opportunity to express God's love in the world. You know, at the season of your life, right now, in this moment, what are the tugs of your heart? What are you feeling at this stage of your faith journey? Is there anything that you're feeling a tug to pass along down to a younger generation? Are there any seeds that you're wanting to plant? Any gifts to be passed along to watch sprout? Any generosity to be shared? You know, we can pass down those things in the small little ways, in the little moments that we could just gloss over, but when we take a moment and take up on it and say yes to God in those moments and do it, we can say yes to passing those things along. We can pass down those seeds of faith by spending the time with kids in the nursery or at the Sunday school or praying from the littlest disciples. You can do that from home or right here in the pew, or you can step up and say yes to donating and then those opportunities come along to help out the little kids. Isn't it funny how it's an answered prayer for some children when you'd come in and you donate trunk or treat candy? Support them. Or giving without expecting anything in return, because that's what God does for us at the time of our birth. So over the next month, we're living into this series, Faith at Every Age, and we're considering how God is calling us to live our faithful day, we live our faith day to day, and live it today, and we're considering how we can become more joyful and generous and are giving at each step of our faith. So I hope you'll join me this month. I hope you'll make an intentional commitment to either be here in the pews or join us online and consider how God is working in your life and faith, and how God is calling you to be generous and plant those seeds for the generations to come. And I'd invite you to prayerfully think about how you might give your time and talents and treasures so those next generations will see the seeds that you've planted grow up and blossom. So thanks be to God for y'all who are the Simeons and Annas. And thanks be to God for the grace and the love that you've shared and are pouring it out to the youngest disciples. We give God thanks. Let's pray. God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. And we pray, Lord, that we might be an instrument of your grace, a vessel of your love, and an expression of your care. Amen.
And all God's people said, amen. Thank you, choir. That was absolutely wonderful. As we enter into a time of prayer, I want to call your attention to the beautiful prayer quotes we have on the wall. They are for Carol, Tyler, Sarah, Avery, Vita, and Abigail. On your way out of the church, please stop, tie a knot, sign the card, say a prayer, and let them know that we're wrapping them in the warmth of the quilt, as well as the warmth of our prayers and the warmth of God's love. God is good. All the time. Thought I forgot, didn't you? I was listening to Lindsay preach, and I don't usually plan little stories before I pray. I just kind of go with the flow and see what's happening. And I thought that was really nice. She really has a wonderful voice, and she's singing in the middle of her sermon. And I thought, you know, I could sing in the middle of my prayer. Yeah, you're laughing. I know the church is supposed to be a happy and a joyous place, so I decided I'm not going to do that. Now will you join me in an attitude of prayer? Glorious God, how great are your gifts to us and to all your children. For all that you have given us, we bless your holy name. You have created all things, and you are the ruler of everything that exists. We praise you. We offer you our lives in faithful service. Enable us to seek your will, lest we fail to realize what we can learn through your grace. By your greatness and strength, secure us. By your love and faithfulness, protect us. By your wisdom and power, direct us in all we do, so that we may proclaim your wonderful works to all. We pray for our quilt recipients, Carol, Sarah, Avery, and Abigail. Give them the strength they need to overcome the challenges they face. We want them to know that with your love and our thoughts and prayers, we wish them the best. May they feel the warmth of our prayers in the warmth of the quilts and feel peace and love. Reveal your goodness to all who need your strength and love today. Teach us how we can best support and encourage them. To encourage those that are struggling and wrestling looking for help. Those that are struggling at home. Struggling with damaged and broken relationships. Those that are struggling with health issues. Those that have lost loved ones. Those that are struggling with financial burdens. To understand that in their time of need, your love is always there for them. To help them understand that you give your blessings to those in need of your strength, your love, and your hope. We pray this morning for those that are still suffering from the ravages of hurricanes, fires, earthquakes, and other disasters in our lives, as well as the man-created disasters which we have so recently seen hit our state. May we feel your love in their time of need as they fight the effects of these disasters and try to return to a time of peace and normal living. In times of need and doubt, the disciples went to Jesus for comfort and for strength. May we learn from the disciples that Jesus is our source of comfort and strength as well. O God, in this time of worship, we give thanks that you are ever with us. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We strive to always be grateful for all you give us, even though sometimes we take your goodness for granted. Now we come to you seeking, searching, and looking to you as we offer to you our concerns and petitions, as well as our praises and gratitude of your blessings in this time of silent prayer and meditation. Now we come to you as your children. No, never mind. Now we come to you as your children, seeking to learn, seeking to love, seeking to share in the name of your holy and precious Son, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And don't forget, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen.
We come and we gather at the communion table, a place to experience and encounter God's love and God's grace, a place where all are welcome to come and receive the bread that gives life and the cup that sustains us, a place where whether you've been United Methodist your whole life or this is the first time in the doors of a church, whether you've come from a different faith background, all are welcome to come and receive. For it's not my table or yours, but it's Christ's table. And there's always more leaves in the table that we can add, the ever-expanding table of grace. So won't you come and experience God in this place as we remember?
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice. In union with Christ's offering to us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Well, may you pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on this gift of the bread and the cup. Make it be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that we then may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, and one with each other, and one in ministry to all of the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and all glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
The bread that gives life and the cup offering us grace. In a moment, the ushers are going to invite you to come forward to receive these elements. And you'll be invited to come forward through these side-angled aisles. We'll be dismissing you, inviting you to come from front to back. As you come making your way down those side-angled aisles, you'll discover two serving stations here on the end and one serving station in the middle that will have gluten-free bread if that's your diet need. As you come, you'll receive a little piece of bread. Go ahead and eat it, and then you'll receive a small little cup of grape juice. Go ahead and drink it. And then as you're making your way back through your seat, go through the center aisle. You'll pass by two baskets where you can place your used communion cups and then return to your seat. The table is set. Won't you come forward as the ushers invite you? And I would also ask our communion servers to come forward at this time.
As we enter into our time of offering, I just want to offer a thank you for those of you who are regular givers. You have continued to support this church and its ministries, and we have continued to be able to expand our mission into the community because of your generosity. If you are a visitor here or it is your first time here, our expectation is that your presence is the blessing that we asked for today, and we thank God for your presence. And so do not feel obligated to put anything in the basket as it comes by, except that connection card, because we want to know you are here. Would the ushers please come forward to receive today's tithes and offerings?
Lord Jesus, you came to us as an infant and suffered on this earth so that we could know you better. Help us to use these offerings we bring today to continue the work of learning and growing and teaching in your name. Amen.
Oh, dear church, as we leave this time of worship, may the love of God always be with you, the peace of Jesus surround you, and the power of the Holy Spirit fill you, helping you to go live your faith in the world. Be that Simeon and that Anna to a young disciple. Go in God's grace. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.